This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The ballot is set for the runoff election in June to choose Denver's next mayor. Former State Senator Mike Johnston and former Chamber of Commerce CEO Kelly Bruff finished first and second in this week's election. Johnston and Bruff together had more money than the other 15 candidates combined. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The big winner may have been the centrist business interests. Eric Sonderman is a political analyst.
This is a contest among the political establishment. And these are both center to left center people who probably have more in common than not.
They'll now spend the next 2 months trying to draw any distinction. And given the fundraising abilities of both candidates, voters can expect to see both Johnston and Bruff on their TV and in their mailboxes until June. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A teenager from Elbert County has been arrested for threats involving schools in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
An affidavit from the sheriff's office says the 19-year-old, who goes by Lily Whitworth, admitted to planning shootings at Prairie Hills Elementary, Timberview Middle School, and Pine Creek High School. Deputies say Whitworth mentioned having attended Timberview. Authorities made the arrest late last month following a tip from the suspect's sister. Officials say the suspect had a manifesto, floor plans, and a list of firearms and how to 3D print them. According to arrest records, there weren't any weapons seen in the home, but there was gun cleaning liquid. Whitworth is facing one misdemeanor and two felony charges, including attempted murder. A court date is set for May 5th. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A rare fish disease has surfaced in Colorado for the first time. The muscle condition called sandy flesh was found in a walleye caught last fall at Lake Pueblo. Scientists don't think the disease is transmissible to humans, but they say people should not eat infected fish. An infection shows up when a fish is cut open. The meat will look brownish, like it has a freezer burn. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.